The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. There's something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah they repented. And there's something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. Do you remember where you were 38 years ago today? Was one of the most momentous moments in the history of the church. Should I tell you, or do you want to look into it? The election of John Paul II. Amen, huh? 38 years ago today, Karol Wojtyla became the first non-Italian pope in about 400 years. And he was pope up until the year 2005, April 2nd. And look at this. As a result of him, yours truly has holy hair. I was ordained by John Paul II. What a blessing, huh? But today we celebrate not simply the memorial of that wonderful, momentous day, but today we celebrate two saints. Saint Hedwig, and I think there's a church in Los Alamitos named Saint Hedwig. But also today we celebrate Saint Margaret Mary Ella Cook. Some of you are saying, who is she? Well, if you never heard of her, look at the altar. Beautiful altar, you see an image of Saint Margaret Mary Ella Cook. Do any of you in your homes have an image of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus? That's as a result of Saint Margaret Mary Ella Cook. So just a brief thumbnail sketch of this great saint. Born in 1647, died in 1690, so she lived in the 17th century, lived into her 40s. And she was a person that suffered her whole life. Any of you like to read, the best book written on her life was by Margaret Trouncer, The Nun. So if you want to get the best, The Nun, written by Margaret Trouncer. Okay? You don't know what Trouncer mean, it's what the Dodgers are doing to the Cubs now, okay? Margaret Trouncer, okay? But she suffered so much. Her father died when she was young and she had to live with her relatives. And they treated her like trash. They trounced on her. But as a girl, she received special graces. When she offered her virginity to God when she was just a little girl. And she had a horror of one thing. In Spanish, it's called el pecado. Okay? El pecado. I had horror of one thing. Which would be that of sin. And when she was young, she got so sick, she almost died, and she begged the Blessed Mother to heal her, and she did. Then she entered in to the congregation of nuns founded by your friend, St. Francis de Sales. Hopefully he is your friend. And St. Francis de Sales actually appeared to her. So in the convent, she was treated just as bad as she was treated by her relatives, but this time by the nuns. Some of you think if you enter the convent of religious, they're all saints. Yeah. It's not true. It's not true. So the nuns really, they just humiliated her right and left. They thought that she was a klutz. You know what a klutz is? Clumsy, backward, kind of dumb, unintelligent, had three hands, you know. So they made fun of her. And God will often choose those who seem to be the most unfit, the most clumsy, the most incapable to carry out his greatest works. And one would be, of course, Juan Diego. Another one would be Saint Bernadette of Lourdes. Another one would be the children of Fatima, these insignificant persons of the world are the ones that God often chooses to carry out his greatest messages. But for lack of time, I'll give you the essence of the importance of this great nun. And if you look at the altar, if you can see it, you can see that you have Jesus is standing up and he's speaking to a nun that's kneeling down. So Jesus appeared to her in the convent of Paray-le-Monial in France several times. But the most famous was he appears to her and says, "Behold the heart that has loved so much and received only indifference in return." There you have the most famous apparition. What's the opposite of love? I know what you're thinking, but you're wrong. I think it's, you're going to say, hatred, Father, hatred, hatred, hatred. Yeah. I think indifference is even worse. If you invited me into your house and you fought with me, theological debate, I'm ready for it. But if you just open up the door and you put me in your garage with your parakeet Pete the whole time, Pete the parakeet, huh? And you ignored me, that'd be more painful. Because if you fought with me, at least you acknowledge that I exist. I exist. And Jesus suffers most because most people in the world simply ignore him. And worse yet, who are those that ignore him most? Catholics. How many Catholics go to Mass on Sunday in this country? 25%, on a good day, on a good Sunday? What about the other 75%? They ignore him. Isn't that painful? So the essence of this image behind me, you see it? Are you looking? The essence of that is trust in his mercy. The essence of this, of the sacred art, is repair, reparation for sins, especially sins of indifference. So in my Mass, this is my second Mass today, thanks be to God, I'm offering this Mass in reparation for all of my sins and prevention of future sins. But I'm also offering this in reparation for all of your past sins. Say, thank you, Father. You're welcome. I'm offering in reparation for all of the sins of the people that come to this parish, as well as all people who go to confession to me. If you ever go to confession to me, I'm offering this in reparation for all of your sins, as well as prevention of future sins. That's the best thing we can do. The best thing we can do is offer Mass and the Holy Communion in reparation for the whole sins of the whole world, but starting in our own family, as well as prevention. And the best thing you can do is make a fervent communion. Receive communion with love. With love. Not a mediocre communion, but a communion with love. Jesus said this, I have come to set the world on fire, and I'm not at peace until that fire be enkindled. Amen.